Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP on a football Friday. And joining us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline, talk some Commanders, get some skinny, get some scoops. Our pal Scott Abraham, sports director and anchor for ABC7 here in DC. What's up, Scott?
Good morning, fellas. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday. Yep. Unbelievable start for the boys. Let me ask you, being around this team for the last few years, they've had some okay starts before, and then everything kind of usually falls apart. But I got to imagine the mood and the vibe is different over there. Is that true?
Yes, and there's a certain focus that I'm actually pleasantly surprised with, and I think that stems from like a Bobby Wagner and Austin Eckler, and that was kind of one of my themes in the locker room this week. Like, how is this team going to handle success? It's one thing for a team to overcome adversity, overcome some obstacles, but it's another way of how you handle success. And as you guys know, this team has not had a lot of success recently, and they certainly haven't started 3-1 since 2011. So it's been 13 years, 13 seasons since this team has been in this position. And I think they're going to really rely heavily on these veterans that have been through the battles and the fires and the ups and downs of the roller coaster that is the NFL. So I appreciated the focus that these guys have, and I think they understand and realize they might have a pretty good team here.
Scott, should be a really fun environment at Northwest Stadium after the Commanders went on the road with big back-to-back road wins. What's the latest you're hearing as far as ticket sales? Are we close to a sellout for Sunday? And I'm guessing you're not going to see a big Cleveland Browns fan invasion for this game because the Browns are kind of down and out. Their offense is kind of uninspiring. I don't know how many Browns fans are going to turn out. I would expect a big pro Commanders contingent out there on Sunday.
Yeah, that's certainly hopeful and optimism right there because, as you guys know, unfortunately for many home games, it's been invaded by the opposing team. Mm-hmm. And what I was told a couple of days ago that there's limited tickets available. So certainly they can spin it how they want. I don't know how many allotment is left, but I think there's a lot of juice with this fan base, and now you just kind of have to get the fans that have been so comfortable staying at home, watching it on TV, to get off the couch and go out there and support the team. And I think there's a novelty for the fans that haven't seen Jaden in person and seeing Jaden, what he's done on television, on the road, on the big stage. I think there's an excitement there, and I think it'll be great to, you know, I've talked about this with you guys, to get that younger generation of fan base invested into this franchise again. Because you look up the road, up I-95 in Baltimore, they got that young fan group, and that has a lot to do with their quarterback, Lamar Jackson. I'm hoping that same thing happens here in Washington, where that young generation, that young fan, shows up in those number 5 Daniels jerseys, and off we go. I think that's such a huge part of this, of skewing younger in terms of the demo of that fan base.
All right, Scotty, give us an update on the injury report. Talk about Allegretti. Talk about B-Rob. I know he's been limited. Eckler, is he good to go? So give us an update on some of the injuries.
B-Rob's obviously the big concern, guys. He hasn't practiced the last 2 days. So he wasn't limited. Practice Wednesday and Thursday. So the key day is going to be today, clearly. And we haven't had a chance to talk to head coach Dan Quinn since the start of practice on Wednesday. So none of us really knew what is going on or what is the details there. So we talked with Dan this afternoon. We'll get more insight into Brian Robinson Jr. because that's obviously a huge storyline.
So, Scotty, if B-Rob doesn't go, does McNichol start or does Eckler start if he goes?
I would say that Eckler starts. Eckler's on track to play. You know, we talked to him on Wednesday, and he's planning on playing. He's in the protocol, going through the proper steps, and all signs pointing to Eckler being on the field on Sunday. And then they'll go with a tandem with McNichols. And the other interesting guy that popped up is Noah Brown. So he was limited on Wednesday, and then he did not practice yesterday with a groin injury. So that's another one to monitor today in terms of what his participation level is going to be, because he's obviously a key piece. Allegretti, we talked to him on Wednesday, ankle's fine, he's going to play. So I think there's two big ones right now, guys, Brian Robinson Jr. and Noah Brown.
Is this the trap game? Because we're starting, you know, as fans, we're starting to kind of feel ourselves a little bit here.
Yeah.
I got to imagine some of the guys might be feeling that way a little bit, even though they don't want to let on to it. But they got to be feeling good about themselves. Playing a mediocre Browns team, you know you've got the Ravens looming in a week or so. Are we prepared for this? Are we prepared to be a favorite and go out and spank them like we should?
Isn't that a beautiful thing, guys? Like, trap game. I mean, we're talking trap game for the Washington Commanders in a good way. It's such a great change, right? And you're right, because you look at the record of the Browns and see the way they started. They're coming off several losses in a row, while the Commanders have won several games in a row, and then you have a big game of the Ravens looming. Yes, all signs point to this being as a trap game. But again, I go back to the veterans in that locker room. That's a big reason why they have a Bobby Wagner in there, because to set the tone, that's kind of, hey guys, we got something here. You got to take every game as it comes. You can't look too far ahead. You guys know, on any given Sunday, a team can beat another team. So upsets happen, and I think it's going to be a close game. I think the Browns are going to play tough. I think it's a desperate Browns team. What type of performance from Deshaun Watson are you going to get? How are you going to contain that wide receiver one and Amari Cooper, which obviously every single wide receiver one that the Commanders have faced, they've scored against them. So, and defensively, Myles Garrett, I know he's banged up, but he's always a problem. So I think it's going to be a tough game. I don't think Washington is going to score at will like they had the last two games.
I agree. Do you feel like the defense can kind of build off of what they did against Kyler Murray, where Murray, after that first drive, just looked clueless and lost?
The defense is really, we talked to Bobby Wagner and a couple of the other defensive guys on Wednesday, and they're very encouraged of their building, their stacking days, their stacking performances, and clearly that was one of the better performances, if not the best performance of the season in Arizona. And they really want to try to focus on getting more takeaways. They got the one in Arizona, and let's see if they can build on that and, you know, make Deshaun uncomfortable, stop the run, trying to limit Amari Cooper. And, I was encouraged of they made Kyler look flustered. And I was surprised Kyler didn't use his legs more, but they – kudos to the Joe Witt Jr. and the Washington defense for a great game plan. And I think the confidence and momentum is a funny thing, guys. Like, if it's going for you, it can be an avalanche, and that's a positive thing for Washington. Once you see it on tape, once you perform it on the field, you can carry it over.
What's been the grade on Mike Sanders still? From the guy, from the coaches you're talking to. I mean, I know it's only four games, and he's young, second rounder, rookie, had to play a little bit more because of Forbes. What's been the grade, do you think, on him?
Yeah, I think, like any rookie, he's had some growing pains. He's had some flashes. They drafted him for a reason, and they are pleased of where he's at right now. He's contributed. He's made some mistakes, but he's learned from his mistakes. And he has a great, great disposition about him, a great demeanor. I love the way he kind of self-evaluates himself. He knows, when we talk to him that he's doing some good things, but there's a lot of room for improvement. And he's got some good DBs back there to kind of help him grow in that regard, with a Benjamin St. Juice and the other guys that have been with Washington in the league for a number of years. So I think Mike's going to be a great player in this league. And, I remember in the NFL draft special and in the preview, Nick Saban came out and saying that was one of the best draft picks of the draft. So he has the DNA, he has the winning pedigree, and he's going to put it all together, guys. I think he's going to be a really good player in Washington.
Scott, I think this is another get-right game for the defense. And I know they had their issues stopping the run in Arizona, but this is a Cleveland team with a leaky offensive line. Both of their tackles have had issues throughout the season. Their offense is last in the league at 3.9 yards a play. They're only converting on 20.8% of the third downs. Like, I feel like the defense could have like a statement type of game against this Browns offense?
I mean, nothing on that offense other than maybe Amari Cooper scares me. Deshaun Watson certainly is not playing the way Deshaun Watson was several years ago with the Houston Texans. So I think this is a potential for Washington to really build on that performance against Arizona, show off that identity that Dan Quinn talks about and wants to create of causing havoc and the physicality and flying around, making tackles, making hits. And it starts with stopping the run, right? You're not going to have probably Chubb back there. He's still working his way back. You got a Jerome Ford, who's okay. He's pedestrian at best. Stop the run first. You know, get to the passer. They did a good job against Kyler. I think you're going to get Cleveland Farrell back. Dorrance Armstrong has been fantastic. And let's get the big guys up the middle. Daron Payne, Jonathan Allen, Johnny Newton. I thought they had their best game against Arizona as well.
So if this team wins and they're 4-1, they haven't won four games since 2021, by the way. So that would be, certainly an accomplishment since the Ron days. But if they're 4-1, you kind of look at it and go, all right, well, you got the Ravens. That's probably a loss. But then you got some home games that are certainly very winnable with the Panthers and the Bears. Then you go to the Giants. I mean, the schedule kind of works out for them. Are you feeling like if they go 4-1, you know, they could possibly be like a 6-3, 7-2 team?
7-2, baby.
Because Eric Bickle thinks that.
After the Arizona game, you know, I looked at the schedule, and I didn't realize they're not leaving the state of Maryland in the whole month of October. So this is an opportunity to really go on a run in October. And the teams on during the stretch, other than the Ravens, certainly they're not powerhouses. They're not concerning. Where I think Washington will be overmatched. So I think at least three out of the four they should win. And obviously Ravens. That's going to be a tough one. But you know what? They can play with house money. Go have fun. Go get it. Who knows what can happen. So if you're going to be a good team and you're going to be a playoff team, you got to win the games you're supposed to win. They should win this game on Sunday. They're home. They're favorites. They're trending in the right direction. Let's see if this is a Washington team that's going to be different from the past Washington teams, and they're really going to take hold of this opportunity and make a run. Because after October, as you mentioned, they got the Giants, and obviously the Giants aren't you know, world beaters either. So the schedule sets up nicely right now for where they can fatten their record, and maybe they can go on a run here, guys.
Right.
Hey, Scott, are you starting to feel the buzz like we are from people when you're out and about? I saw you tweeting about picking up lunch and a Commanders fan coming up to you. Are you just feeling more and more discussion about this team?
It's amazing. Like, when I go in the office, like the security guard, they generally just, hey, Scott, they want to talk about Jaden Daniels. Yeah. Or I'm out and about getting lunch. It's very interesting how everybody wants to talk about Jaden. Hey, it looks like Jaden's the guy, huh? Or, you know, my group chats with all my buddies who are whatever, Eagles fans or Giants fans, all they talk about is Jaden Daniels. You know, it's funny because these NFC East opponents and my friends that are supporters of the Eagles or the Giants or the Cowboys, they're concerned. They know Jaden's probably going to be a problem for many years. And it's just so fun to finally have that guy in Washington that is feared, and the possibilities and the opportunities that this franchise can have now. They're going to build around Jaden, and there's no reason why this team can't be, you know, very good for many years. And it's great to see the fan base engaged, and I think it's just important to keep this momentum going. Get that young fan base. Get those younger kids out to the games. Buy those jerseys and support this Washington Commanders team, because they work hard, they're focused, and now it looks like they got that quarterback.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Certainly through four games, it looks that way. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Have a good weekend, guys. Yep. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Scott Abraham from ABC7.
It is the buzz of the town. Yesterday at the golf course, the other day at MGM. Everybody's buzzing.
If they go to 4-1 first time since 2008.
Yeah.
Right, it's going to be a louder buzz if they're 4-1.
Oh,
so you see a couple guys at the gym that one of the guys that just I don't know what his job title is, but he folds towels. Just a young guy.
Right.
Yeah.
He walked by the other day and just gave me a fist bump.
And it was about Jaden?
He didn't even have to say anything. I just knew it was the day after. It was Monday.
Yep. Victory
it was Monday.
Is he a guy you typically talk football with?
Yeah. I mean, he definitely is a big Commanders fan.
Okay. Gotcha.
He's talked to me about football. But I mean, didn't even have to say anything. Right. I just knew what he was thinking.
Yeah. It was implied, EB.
Right. And the weather's supposed to be great, right?
Yes.
It was perfect. Silly.
It's going to be awesome.
Oh, the tailgating should be great.
75 degrees, 77 degrees, something like that.
All right, coming up next on a Football Friday, we will give you our picks for Sunday. I want to hear from you. Are there any out there that are picking the Browns? Tell us why you think the Browns are going to win. It's a trap game. How do you think this game is going to go for the Commanders? Can they get their fourth win in a row? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines here on the Junkies.